People in my part of the country feel betrayed this morning. As you know, the federal government owns more than half of our land, and God blessed us with an awful lot of trees. And historically, when those trees were cut, we would get, in the form of timber receipts, money for our schools and roads. I wrote a law in 2000 that basically gave us some semblance of stability. That law has now expired, and we have been trying to get the administration to put forward a proposal that at least has a pulse around here in terms of actually going forward and winning support. As you know, the administration has recycled the proposal from last time to, in effect, sell off the crown jewels of this country, our national treasures and our forest land, to pay for this program. Not one single member of the Senate, Director Portman, not one, not on the Republican side, not on the Democratic side, has been willing to support this in the past. This is a proposal that doesn't have a pulse. Now, we've got closures in the rural part of my state. We're seeing schools, and we have a real question about whether rural counties in Oregon are even going to survive. That's where this is. And I would like to know when we are going to get a proposal from the administration that really has a prospect of winning bipartisan support here in the Senate. And when you advance a proposal that can't get even one senator, even one, that is betraying our part of the United States. We have nowhere to turn in these rural counties where the federal government owns 58-60% of the land. I think you know me pretty well. I'm interested in working with you on a bipartisan basis. We're going to do that in health care. We're going to do that in a variety of areas. But this is unacceptable. Senator Baucus and I have even given you alternatives. So there's not a question of the administration not seeing any alternatives. When are you going to give us a proposal that has a chance of winning some measure of support here in the Senate?
I can tell you're not very enthusiastic about
it. Well, there'll be a strong message to follow.
Well, this is a new proposal, as you know. It's not the same proposal from last year, and it's a new proposal, frankly, because of meetings that I had with you and some other members, but primarily a conversation we had about 9 months ago when I first came on the job, and it is quite different, and I thought you might be more interested in it than you appear to be.
It essentially involves something which is going to be a lawyer's full employment program. You're not going to get any support here. There's going to be lots and lots of litigation while schools, law enforcement, and these essential services close. I think these counties now, we have Curry County, Grant County, a whole host of them that are looking at closing. There's real question about whether they're going to survive. I hope that, and I, in fact, challenge you to find somebody here in the Senate who's going to support this new proposal, because it is not new. It is essentially a recycled version of what we had before. It will get no more support. That's why we're going to be sitting here again while all these schools are closing. That's unacceptable to me.